said Janet and Missy.
Mm-mm. Because Missy could be multiple people. Janet got to just be Janet.
Man, but they are great friends. They love each other. The celebration is going to be great. I'm telling you what sir. Missy going to say. Missy going to want to celebrate with somebody of her caliber that she knows that it's going to be a great celebration. I know my sister. I know her.
Missy's in the comments right there. She says, no Missy versus Buster. I'm his twin. Cheerleader. See? My money on bus. And we said that. But sis, we need you. And everybody, tag Missy because she's in the comments. Tell her that we need her. We
Missy, need her who support. Do you want to celebrate with?
Who you want to celebrate, Missy, so we can set. I don't think.
See, Missy said Janet bought too big.
I don't think so. Disagree. I don't agree with that.
I disagree with that. I think the celebration between y'all two will be amazing.
Thank you for coming back to our show. I'm so excited that you're here. And I just read some amazing things about you all, true. And there was more stuff I wanted to talk about. I didn't know that you have an Oscar nomination for Best Yes. Original Song. Yes. You're the first woman to be nominated for a Producer of the Year Grammy.
Yes.
You have 27 top 10 hits. Yes. You have the record for most consecutive top 10 hits on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart by a female artist. And you're the first and only artist in history to have 7 top 5 hits from one album. You are unbelievable. You're iconic. Just to tell you some nice things about you.
Is it
embarrassing?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I want to talk about so many things.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to welcome everybody to another Versus podcast. I think this is like episode 5, maybe. I'm losing count between the bonus content that we've been giving you and the official episodes. So I got some great guests here with me today. I'm going to start with ladies first.
Hi, everybody. My name's Shaquia. I'm ready to get on this topic, ready to debate these guys. You know, it's kind of hard being the only girl around here.
What's up? This is your boy, Mr. Evo, a.k.a. the Fluffy Fella. Just ready to go ahead and have this conversation. I'm excited to see where it goes. This is a first for me. I'm usually here with Scotty. But, you know, I'm up for anything, any challenge, any time.
So we're having Janet Jackson appreciation, you know, for the verses. This kind of came up because Swiss Beatz was talking to Timbaland on IG, I think after one of the battles. I don't know if it was after the Gladys or if it was after the Monica. I don't remember now. He was just talking. They were talking about Janet versus Missy, and he was like, you know, Janet didn't really want any parts of Missy because Missy's like multifaceted. You know, she's not only an artist, but she's a writer and producer. Timbaland was very Timbaland was up for it just because, you know, that's Janet is his, not Janet, but Missy is his homegirl, and saying that, you know, Missy would just, because Missy and Janet get along so well, it would be a good appreciation. What do y'all think about Janet and Missy if that was a versus battle?
Me personally, I feel like it would be kind of hard to put those two against each other just because Missy is, she's a different type of artist. Like, she's the artist, she's the producer, she's the writer. Like, she's honestly a genius. Like, she is the whole package. So to put her against somebody like Janet is kind of hard. I would put Missy against somebody like Timbaland, even though, you know, it'd be hard to put her against Timbaland, but I would put her against somebody like that, like somebody who's, you know, kind of in her lane. Her against Janet is kind of hard. I wouldn't kind of put them with each other.
Well, I'm going to say it would be a great matchup because Janet would destroy Missy.
Oh.
Let's just put it out there right now. Janet Jackson was the very first female entertainer that basically inspired a lot of the things that Missy Elliott has done to today. She is an icon's icon. So you put Janet versus Missy, and you literally just do the entertainment section, Janet's going to kill her. Let's not also forget, Janet is a writer. She has produced some of her own music as well. There's no reason why she would not be able to handle her own in that lane. Plus, Janet has more songs than Missy has, period. I mean, if you take her entire career.
Yeah, but it's about the 20.
So I'm just saying, she has so many songs she can choose from. Anything that Missy puts up, I guarantee you, it doesn't matter what decade it is, Janet can find at least two songs to destroy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with Swiss and Shakira. Like, it's more like a mixed martial arts instead of like a straight karate match, though. Like, I would like to see Versus maybe get there, but I don't think I'm ready for it there. I want to see more traditional matches.
Like, well, yeah, but you're just trying to draw the crowds in. I mean, you know how many people from the pop culture itself will come on to just listen to Janet? Because Janet is a crossover artist. Janet's crossed over from in hip-hop, R&B, and pop. So she's got, I mean, Missy has too, but Missy has more than on the writing side and even some country for Missy. So, like, you would bring in a lot of different cultural experiences with just those two artists. I mean, you put Janet up there, I'm guaranteeing you, like we talked about probably before, the internet.
I did a Beyonce and I crashed the internet. I'm so sorry, guys.
Beyonce, and, I'm not going there yet. I'm gonna hold off. She's trying to take me out of my element. I'm not gonna go there.
Lewis, I love him. I like him. I got to do more shows with him. I like him already.
So we were just saying that pretty much the kind of the catch you up that Jamaat, which I think you heard that, said that he think Janet would destroy Missy.
Yeah, I heard that.
And just saying that how Janet being in the Versus would crash the internet. And I was kind of saying that I agree with Swiss and you that doing, like, Missy being that she's so multifaceted, it would be almost like UFC, like a mixed martial arts. And I said, I'm not ready for that yet.
I really feel like it would be so much, like, Missy against just a regular artist is just kind of like, I don't know, social suicide.
I'll agree there, because, I mean, if you think about it, though, like, if you put Missy on the same stage, they're literally performers.
Yeah.
So all I can imagine, Missy's get your freak on, and Missy's, you know, she's doing a dance move, and then... You know, Janet puts a song on, and Janet's sitting there dancing, like, you know, the revolution. Like, I mean, you could do so many different. It's very creative, and I get that. You know, I think, like I said, I think it'd only be a crush because Janet goes. How many decades has Janet been doing this?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like she is a pure entertainer. You know, from Motown all the way up to now. So. That's my only thing. Now, I would love to see, like, I think we talked about this too, Louis T. Like, there's no, Missy going against would have to be a dude. Like, there's no other female artist that you can put Missy up against.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to really think about it, but it would have to be like.
I could say Missy and Luda.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Creative. That would be a creative. I'm talking about from the creative. If you look at Luda's music videos, his albums, just the way that he rocks, like creatively, I think they're on the same wavelength.
So if we're going to go creative,
I think Missy would kill him. But creatively, I think they both are very creatives when it comes to entertaining in hip hop.
So if we're going to go creative wise, there's no other person in this world that can compete with Missy creatively except for Busta Rhymes. Nobody but him.
And what's sad is in that same, because that's who I said in one of our earlier podcasts, Missy.
Yeah, we talked about that.
But Swiss said that, I guess Missy was in the comments when they were talking, that they're too similar, and she wouldn't want to do Busta Rhymes. But like in that podcast, we talked about what I said, and Missy and Busta Rhymes got some of the best videos of the 90s, 2000s.
Oh, yeah, the best, for sure.
Definitely, for sure.
And I definitely agree with that.
And to tie it back into the conversation on hand, one of those videos is like a million-dollar video featuring Janet Jackson.
One of my favorite songs by Busta. Oh, my God. And, you know, it probably shouldn't have been my favorite song at that age, because I knew absolutely nothing about it, but I absolutely love that song and that video. The video made me love the song even more. And that's something that this day and age in the music, and like how the music is going right now, they don't have the videos to match the music. Like, that was something big, being able to go on 106 and Park, like watch 106 and Park or TRL, and to see those bomb ass videos to match that song. Like, it all just kind of like played a part with each other. Now it's just like you hear a song on the radio and you better hope you see a video for it.
Yeah, you got to go to YouTube or somewhere and just kind of hunt it out.
Yeah, we don't have the good 106 in Parks or See This World or The Basements or TRL. We don't have that anymore.
And if even if we did, nobody would be watching it anyway.
Because reality TV is what's taking over, though. If we're going to be honest about anything. People ain't trying to watch music videos.
Honestly, social media is taking over. Like, if you're not on Facebook Twitter, doesn't matter. If TikTok, if it's not on TikTok, you know, it's so... Now, this is what's killing me. It's hilarious because even my kids, my son said something about the Vitamin C song, the graduation song. He just so happened to be in the kitchen today singing it. And I turned around, I'm like, son, how do you know that? He was like, man, that's the best TikTok song. I'm like, son, that song came out when I was in high school. Like, I graduated to that song. He's looking at me like, what? Like, wow. He was like, how old were you? Like, what year was that? He made me feel so old. I'm like, wow. Like, are you serious? TikTok is really taking our music and trying to make it like something so hip for these kids now, and they don't even know. Like, we grew up on this. This is our stuff.
Yeah. So I think me and you, Shaquille, we were talking about this, and then I brought it to the other group chat with Scott and Mr. Evo. Something that would make it interesting, almost as interesting as Mary J. Blige and Casey. Would be Janet and Justin. Let's take away the elephant in the room.
The Super Bowl.
Titty gate.
Nipplegate, yep. how do y'all feel Justin would actually stack up against Janet? Like, would that be And Shaquille, you said you were jamming the playlist I made. So, like, how did you feel?
Okay. Now, this is coming from... I'm not biased because, let me tell you something, I love Miss Jackson If You Nasty. I love her brother. I was an avid Jackson 5er growing up. However, I love me some Justin Timberlake. I loved NSYNC. I loved... This is hard. This is a hard category for me. Now, where it gets tricky is Justin has boy band songs and he has single songs. Janet only has herself. Justin himself with NSYNC is that's a catalog itself. But his own music too, that kind of like puts him up a little bit. But Janet does have like continuous hits in her features. That's where she's going to get Justin at, her features. So when it comes to those two artists, I feel like even though it's a male and a female, they're kind of like the best pair together. Plus the Nipplegate makes it even better.
What about you, Mr. Evo? How you feel?
I love Janet. Janet was my first crush. It was Janet and Whitney were my first crush when I was younger. So definitely love her for her vocals and her creativity and everything. But Justin's voice kills a lot of songs. Like, he's just amazing.
Yes.
His range is amazing. His falsetto in itself is like, he can do it. He's like, he reminds me, like, even though they're not in the same category, because Music Soul Child is Neo Soul, he has that ability of a Music Soul Child to falsetto a whole song.
Yes, he does.
And so I think that matchup, music-wise, and even I go also, you know me, I'm different. I like vocals. I definitely say Justin would have that vocally over Janet.
But Versus is not really based on vocals.
I know. You tell me that all the time, but I am, as being an artist and a producer and things that I've done in my past, like, those are things that I look for. Like, there's the entertainment factor. If it's entertaining, I'm always going to swing Janet, because she literally created a movement just off of her album Rhythm Nation.
Yeah. Oh, yes, she did. Yes, she did.
And so I will forever, if it's a versus between the two, then it's always going to be Janet because of that. Like, that whole album in itself was like Thriller for us.
That might be a little reachy.
Well, Thriller was Thriller for its time. But when Janet came out, Janet took over the Jackson family name for that time frame. Because this was doing when Michael wasn't doing performing as much, things like that. So she gave us what we missed from Michael.
Okay. Now, we can say that, but let's not act like Justin Timberlake did not have those albums in those moments as well. Like, I don't know. He was just like, don't get me wrong. I love Janet. I love Janet so much. Like, she was just everything. Like, she stepped out of her brother's shadow. She made a name for herself. But Justin was just like everything. He came from that cute boy band, Disney Channel look, and then the rugged little, you know, I don't, little Robin.
That's because Justin was hanging. Yeah, he was hanging out with the brothers. That's why.
But remember, okay, well, remember his little punk scandal where he wasn't really brotherly like, but we still love him. Like, it's Justin Timberlake. Come on now, it's Justin.
They both got songs with Michael, but
they both got songs with Michael.
However, whose song? Jay-Z. They do both have songs with Jay-Z.
No, Janet got a song with Jay-Z.
She doesn't. She does not. But Justin Listen. Does. Justin has a song with Beyonce.
Does Janet have a song with Beyonce, Mr.
Eason? Janet doesn't need a song with Beyonce. Let's just be honest.
Oh my gosh.
You put Janet in a room with Beyonce, and you're gonna see Beyonce be like, she is the true queen.
Of course Beyonce would, but let's
okay. We're gonna keep it 100.
We're gonna keep it all the way 100. When it comes to Beyonce, she's more on Michael's status than his own sister is.
I'm not even gonna touch that.
She is.
There is literally nobody who will ever, ever get close to Michael's status.
Yes, it will. Beyonce Giselle knows.
Yeah, nah.
Yes.
She's a decent entertainer and everything, but that's about it.
She is definitely on Michael Joseph Jackson status. And there is actually one more person who can come close to both of them. Chris Brown. Chris Brown is definitely up there with... Yes.
Wow,
yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so, all right. I've seen him perform. Let me say this. I am... Musically, I enjoy Chris Brown. He's dope. His vocals are amazing. I put him and Justin Bieber vocally on the same level because they're very talented. They do a lot of background vocals for each other,
mm-hmm.
Because they have such similar voices. But I will not say Chris Brown. See, Chris, the thing that Chris Brown has for him is sex appeal. That's what makes him such a big artist, because 95% of the people that go, probably 98% of the people that go to his concert are females. And he's had y'all since Yo, okay?
Oh, so, he's actually had me since Run It, but hey, whatever.
So let's just, if we call, you know, call a spade a spade. He'll never reach Michael Jackson status. Let's talk about Michael Jackson. That's why they call him the King of Pop. For one, he is literally an icon in every country you can imagine.
Before the internet.
Before the internet. Okay, before any social media, before anything, he literally sold out stadiums when rock bands weren't even selling out stadiums.
Okay, but the thing is, when Chris Brown came out, it wasn't like the internet was like a big major thing. Like, it was kind of just like, oh, when he came out, MySpace was kind of like the big thing. Like, we weren't really.
I mean, is Chris Brown a world? Like, I don't know if you.
Yes, he is like a world. Yes.
No. Michael Jackson. No.
Like,
yes. Like, do y'all not remember his tribute to Michael and how he performed? Like, I cannot believe y'all are doing Chris Brown like this right now.
I'm not.
Okay. First of all, there is all respect for Chris Brown on this side.
We're talking about Michael Jackson.
We're talking about that's like me saying, see, everybody thinks LeBron James is the GOAT already.
Oh, but yes, Michael, he definitely is.
But Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan for a reason.
Ugh.
Okay. If you're a sports fan and you watched the game the other night, this is why people have a hard time saying LeBron is better than MJ. Because when it's down to the bottom line, you don't pass the ball, you take the game over. Michael Jordan literally carried teams on his back. He had Pippen, that was great. But LeBron James has not gotten to that state where literally everybody fears him the last 5 minutes of a game.
What? Are you
serious? They respect
serious?
Him. Oh, no. It's a difference. It's a difference between respect and fear.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you.
You know what? I respect your opinion, because there have been some games where I've seen him flop, but LeBron does carry his teams on his back. Like, we cannot get it twisted like LeBron isn't the glue or the big mama of the daggone team, because he is.
And that's fine and dandy, but I'm comparing him to Michael Jackson. Just think about the name, Michael Jackson.
Well, okay, this is my thing. I feel like no one will ever be Michael. But when it comes entertainer-wise and performance-wise, one person that could probably be close to his level or almost reach his level in the male industry, Chris Brown. Female Beyonce, hands down. She is the female Michael Jackson. I don't care what anybody says. She is the female Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. I would give you Beyonce. I still kind of hard to see Chris Brown there. Like, I don't like.
I see him getting there.
I'll never give Beyonce that kind of credit.
What? Are you serious?
What about Janet? We're here to appreciate Janet Jackson, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Who would be the best person to appreciate her music against? Would it be Justin, or would you prefer someone like Beyonce, being that we've been talking about her so much?
I personally, honestly, would prefer, if we had to do a female head-to-head, I would prefer Beyonce, but when it comes to like the scandal and the genre and the type of music they do, Justin. There's those are the only two people that can come close to Janet.
You got any words on that, Ms. Eva, before I take it somewhere else?
Now go ahead and take it somewhere else, because I'm ready for that. Let's go where you're going to take this. I know where we're going now.
I mean, you know, because this was a big thing, especially about the Missy Elliott on the Versus podcast. Oh, and speaking of that, I forgot we got sponsors. But I want to give a big shout out to G-Wiz. Actually, I'll do that later. But on the Versus podcast, make sure you follow us on Instagram, Versus Podcast Instagram when I posted about Janet. Janet having so many awards, like Janet has the numbers, and just talking about Missy, a lot of people like said Madonna, like that came up a few times. Pop artists, kind of, you know, crossover,
mm-hmm.
So female, like Janet. Madonna has she now. When you talk about people in that Michael Jackson category,
Madonna is definitely in the Michael Jackson category.
She's, yeah, she is. Yeah, I can't. I mean, even
you can't really deny that. She's.
I
that
can't Michael take it from her. Yeah, she is. But so, you know what? Realistically speaking, and yes, Madonna. Yeah, that's another person that I would put against her. They came. Around they're from the same time frame, the same genre. They kind of had the same thing going, like they had the little dance thing going, the sexual thing. Yeah, I could see that. I could do Madonna and Janet. I could see that.
Do you see it being interesting? Do you see it being one-sided? Or like,
I think it definitely would be interesting for the simple fact that they were at one point friends. And, you know, because Michael traveled and toured with Madonna a lot, and it was same tours and things like that. They did a lot of work together. You know, they were the Jackson 5, the Jackson family was around Madonna a lot. So I think that would be a very dope combination. I think they would get along really well, and they admire each other, which is the important part. I still think that Janet would kill, but I mean, I think that would be a very better matchup than Missy Elliott or Beyonce.
What about Justin? So it's kind of like Justin and Madonna.
Oh,
I think Justin and Madonna. I don't.
No, Justin or Madonna versus Janet.
Oh, I would. Then I'm honestly gonna go with Madonna. Justin only for the simple fact that Justin's catalog for the 10 songs, I think would be stronger than Madonna's 10 songs.
I'm going to tell you why I would go with Justin more. And it's honestly not even musical. I'm sorry, but the Nipplegate situation just brings the whole versus thing between them even more major. Like, they had scandals together. They had all types of stuff. Like, yes,
they had a song together.
Yeah, even though her and Madonna have like the same type of category and genre, it's so much more spice and like interest with her and Justin.
Well, okay, so when you say genre, so are we saying that Janet Jackson is not R&B?
Or is she pop?
Or is she pop? Like, which one is she?
Is she a pop and B? Like, is that a genre? Can she be a pop and B? Because
I mean,
because
we can say the same thing about Justin. Is Justin pop or R&B?
I really couldn't, like,
he's definitely, it depends on which Justin you get, you know.
But yeah, so, are we talking about white Justin, or are we talking about Wanna Be Down Justin? Because Wanna Be Down Justin is definitely R&B. But are we talking NSYNC Justin? Because that's pop all the way, and let's be talking about their last album, which was kind of, you know, very black. So it's kind of hard. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Nipplegate, I actually think Madonna might be, just to see Madonna, because I feel like she's one of those loose things where you don't get. Like, it might be, I don't know, like, I wonder if Janet and Justin are cool, like. Like, it would it be awkward? Like, it would it be, I don't know. But then again, like, I feel like there might be more cattiness between, like, because I think Madonna would probably look like she's stepping down to do Janet. And Janet might look at it the same way, like, this old hag, you know. So, I don't know. I think it might be more catty, back and forth, between Janet and Madonna.
I do have a question, though. Are we agreeing that Janet is more pop than R&B?
I'm not going to say that.
But I'm okay. Well, let's look at her catalog.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. We got early, that's the way. That's like the way first
Janet,
goes.
Like early Janet. Yes, I would give more R&B, but throughout the years, Janet got very poppy. Let's think about her song with the Nutty Professor song that doesn't really matter. That was very pop-ish. Very, very pop-ish.
What about, I mean, but you still got, I mean, Scream was pretty pop-ish. But that was with Michael. But you got Control. Pop. You think Control is pop?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Listen to the beat.
When was the last time that you listened to Control?
What?
Control.
I would say this is the thing about Janet. She's one of those people that you can't label. This is a story about control. My control.
Control of what I say. Control. Janet helped people make a lot of babies off that.
Oh wow. I honestly think she's one of those people who can't be labeled. Like she can do it all. She can be pop, she can be R&B, she can be all of that.
Yeah, I think that's R&B for that time of that decade, that period.
Okay, so if we're going off the, yeah, it is more R&B-ish. When we get to like the 99-2000s, Janet got very poppy.
What about Rhythm Nation?
That's what Rhythm Nation is R&B at that time. Like honestly, that's an R&B.
Because if you're gonna say
that is not R&B, then you're gonna have to say that New Edition wasn't R&B because that's the same drum line, that's the same beat measure, everything exactly replicates because it was Terry and them that did both beats. So you're saying that one's R&B and one's not?
Okay. However, New Edition got kind of poppy as well. This is the thing about the 80s.
Listen, time out. You're about to have black people hating us for a while. Let's go ahead and get settled in.
Listen. Okay, this is the thing. If we listen to it now, and you listen to the beat and stuff, you would say it was kind of like in between pop R&B because they had to, I guess, geared towards both sides. Now, back then, I would say it's R&B, but you have to listen to the beats, how they're singing and everything. Like, okay, to a normal person, R&B is like sultry, singing to a beat, Kelly Price, Whitney Houston type thing. When you hear those upbeat sounds, stuff like that, people consider that pop. Me, I feel like it's a gray area in between R&B and pop where a lot of people fall. So I don't know what you would call it, but there is an area where a lot of people, where we would just say, no, that's R&B. But it sounds poppy. Like Janet is one of those people who fall into that gray area of R&B and pop. You kind of can't label her.
I mean, you could maybe label the individual projects. You probably can't label her.
Yeah.
Because she probably, you know, she probably makes more. Or I mean, she probably, but she makes music for whatever project that it is. But. That, I mean, being that she is, like, if she did go against someone like Justin or even Madonna, and that could be kind of like that gateway to a bigger audience that we were talking about, that, you know, to open it up to a pop audience, you know, like, because she's definitely popular. I mean, she's, you know, and she rocks both sides of the fence because, you know, we've been rocking with her since she was Penny in Good Times.
I loved her as Penny in Good Times. I loved her as Tootie on Facts of Life. No, that was not her. That was Regina King. My bad. I'm so sorry.
No, that was Kim Fields.
Kim Fields. Oh, my gosh.
Kim Fields.
Yeah.
Wow.
So sorry. Okay, I do have a question, though. Now, if we are talking, like, gearing it towards pop, what other pop artists would you have go against Justin Timberlake to bring it into like a pop genre, because the verses have kind of been geared towards, you know, like R&B, hip hop. So, and I feel like it should kind of branch out to other genres as well, because there was some great music that came from other genres in the 99-2000s and the 80s. So what other artists would you put with Justin Timberlake to bring the pop out?
Well, if you're gonna, we're talking about controversy. You have to put Justin versus Britney Spears.
Ooh, I like you. Yes.
Yeah, but Britney Spears would need a really good handler. I don't know who her handler is. I think Shakira, you know who she is. But to get her, like,
leave
whoever,
Britney alone.
I am not. I've looked at videos of her recently, and I'm just saying to get her through 40 songs. Whoever Swizz had working with DMX, that's who you need working with Britney. Just to
DMX
make sure
prayed, and he's working with the Lord, okay? That's who DMX is working with, the Lord.
You better introduce Britney to Jesus. Okay?
Like, now, what about Justin Bieber versus Justin Timberlake?
That would be interesting just because it would be almost like how DMX and Snoop had the battle of the dogs. Be like the battle of the Justins.
The battle of the Justins. I would go for I honestly would watch that. I would watch the battle of the Justins.
But, I mean, Bieber is kind of Justin's son, though. You know what I mean? You can't really...
Oh, my gosh.
You can't really... Bieber can't battle his dad like that.
But you can, because it would be like a Drake and Lil Wayne situation. The student has to pass the teacher.
Has he?
Now, I wouldn't say that Biebs has surpassed Justin, but...
And wouldn't the real teacher be Usher? So Usher versus Bieber?
Oh, okay. Now that we're speaking of my boy Usher Raymond, what about Justin versus Usher?
That would be good. Being that we can't get to Chris Brown and Usher.
I would honestly love to see a Chris Brown versus Usher.
But it seems like for some reason that's not going to happen.
Really?
Yes, really. I would love to see it. I'd love to see it. That would be a student versus the teacher type thing.
Since Chris Brown has came out,
who have we compared him to but Usher?
Well, you just compared him to Michael Jackson.
I'd never compared him to Usher. I don't think that they're on. I'm going to say this as much as an Usher fan as I was growing up, and you know, because he's very talented. I think Chris Brown has surpassed him on that. I think after the last couple of albums that Usher has had, he's had decent songs, and he's trying to revitalize his career now. But Chris Brown literally has been consistent even through the whole Rihanna situation.
Yeah.
So, and we haven't even mentioned putting Rihanna versus Justin, because that would probably be the more comparable artistry. Because Rihanna's top 10 matching up with Justin's top 10 is pretty dope, and they perform together. So I think that would be a better matchup.
I've never even thought about putting Rhi against Justin.
Let's go back to the original. What about Rihanna versus Janet?
Negative.
So
there's only two people Rihanna can go against: Beyonce and Justin.
No, what? Did you? What? Okay, can we just talk about the elephant in the room? What in the is wrong with you and putting Beyonce with everybody?
What is wrong with you denying Beyonce in her graciousness? Like, okay, really? Oh. Let's be real here. Take your hate away, and I don't even know what your secret hate with her is. Besides the fact that I love her, let's be real right now. Who can really top Beyonce? Who can top her entertaining? Who can drop an album in the middle of the night and go platinum like Beyonce? Who can do a show like Beyonce? Who can sell out like her? Nobody. Rihanna might be the only person riding her coattails, but nobody.
There's an artist by the name of Kanye West.
I'm not even saying that. I'm going to say it like this. Beyonce, yes, I hear what you're saying.
Had the greatest video of all time.
Oh, heck no. But anyway, Beyonce, yes, I hear the beehive buzzing, but she sleeps next to a man that will destroy everything about her career if he drops an album tomorrow.
I would like to disagree with that.
Okay. All right.
I would love to disagree with that.
That's fine. Enough said. I see where this is going, Lewis.
I see where it's going to.
You're trying to tell me if Jay-Z decided at 2 o'clock in the morning to drop an album
at the same time. Let's say they dropped the album at the same time. You think that Jay would do more numbers than B?
I'm going to say it like this. Because Beyonce is a pop star, because she ain't no R&B star.
Yes, she is. Disrespect.
Solange is a more of an R&B star than Beyonce.
Solange is a neo-soul star.
She's R&B as well. But anyway, Solange... So if Beyonce drops an album, it's going to be more... You're going to get more of the pop culture following her than Jay-Z will, because Jay-Z is a true hip-hop artist. Let alone he's one of the biggest moguls ever. If we're going to talk about somebody who's on the same stage as Michael Jackson, you're going to have to say Hova.
Oh, no.
Hova has changed the world like Michael Jackson changed the world. What is synonymous with Michael Jackson?
You don't think Beyonce has changed the world like Michael Jackson has? You think that Jay-Z has changed the world more than Beyonce?
I think Jay-Z.
Lewis, help me out. You can't think the same thing.
Jay-Z opened up the door for Beyonce to have the kind of opportunity she has now.
Excuse Destiny's Child 3. You have us all the way messed up. Because let me tell you something. She was coming for the world with Destiny's Child. She did not need Jay. Jay is like making...
I never said anything about needing. I'm just saying.
Jay-Z is like a contour on Beyonce's face. He's an enhancement. He's not
So you're trying to tell me that Rockefeller, before Beyonce, before Destiny's Child... You're trying to tell me that Rockefeller Records and Jay-Z did not change the way culture moved?
I didn't say they didn't.
Okay, so what I'm saying is...
What you're trying to say is that Jay-Z changed...
What I'm saying is...
What you're saying is Jay-Z changed the culture more than Beyonce did in no way. No way, shape, or form.
Jay-Z allowed the culture to change for Beyonce. If there was no Jay-Z... And there was no Rockefeller Records, and Jay-Z wasn't opening up doors to sell out shows, not only here, but in Europe, and in Australia, and in Venezuela. If he wasn't opening up doors at that point in time, this is the Aaliyah time frame, because Beyonce and them weren't really doing anything when Aaliyah was around,
yes,
right?
Yes, they were. So, yes, they were.
Yeah, there was a video where it was so awkward for me. But like I think Beyonce interviewed interviewing Aaliyah back in the Destiny's Child day. Like
exactly. That's what I'm saying. So Aaliyah was a bigger star at that time before Destiny's Child blew up, right?
No, they were all out at the same time. Hello, I love 106 The Park. They were both in the countdown. Don't do that.
I'm just trying to break it down for you because you're not seeing the bigger picture.
No,
I'm saying that Jay-Z and them opened up doors that allowed Beyonce and them to just walk through them. Jay-Z changed the culture.
Louis, what do you feel about
the culture?
Let's hear Louis. What do you feel, Louis?
I'm a really big Jay-Z fan.
I know you are. I know you are.
I mean, I think it's two different arguments. Like, musically, I think Beyonce will sell more records than Jay-Z. Now, far as the actual change of industry with business-wise, and Beyonce is definitely about a business. All respect there, Beyonce, don't come for me. But business-wise and shifting culture, I feel like Jay-Z's definitely shifted more culture. But Beyonce has, she wills the power. So it's pretty... Yeah. Oh man!
I will say this. Who headlined Coachella? Nothing but band members from HBCUs and dancers from HBCUs. You're talking about opening doors and changing for the culture. That woman was the first Black woman to ever headline Coachella. And she had the opportunity to have anybody on that stage with her. And what did she do? She took young Black people from HBCUs, which are so slept on. Aggie Pride, because I came from one.
Oh, like, this explains why we have a problem. Something. This is... Eagle Pride all day. This is exactly why. This explains it. You're one of
that
those.
You know what? That explains your taste and your knowledge. I should have known you came from the gutter.
Those little pigeons.
Oh, my God. Louis, if only you knew. If only you knew what us Aggies had to deal with dealing with those peasants. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know what? Back to Janet, because I can't even deal with this conversation anymore.
So I see what you're saying with Coachella, but to kind of back up what Mr. Evo is saying, and some stuff you may or may not be aware of, Jay-Z headlined and put together like one of the first big all-rap tours that all black artists going all over the world. With I think the first one was it wasn't called the Backstage Tour. What was that first tour? Hard Knock Life Tour?
Hard Knock Life Tour.
Listen, the thing is, I don't take anything from Jay-Z, and that is why I love them two as a couple, and why I think they're such a power couple, because they have both done things for our culture, for our music, and for our people equally. Like, they both opened doors. They both opened different doors. They both done different things. And that's why I think together, them two are just like that's like the Infinity Stone. Like, that's the gauntlet there. That them two together is just everything. But I'm just not going to say that Jay-Z is better than Beyonce. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying that he's better. What I'm saying is that the opportunities exist because of him. And if we're going to talk about somebody who literally has changed a culture, we have to start with him. If we go before him to like even Run DMC, like when they started doing movies and things like that, like the culture in itself has always had that one catalyst, and Jay has been that catalyst, but he's made that a catalyst for all of us. And to go back to this real quick before we,
but how can you say that? How can you say that we have catalysts like Ice Cube, Tupac, like? Ice Cube,
but they were different kind of catalysts. They were not as much as of a cultural influence. Because okay, so if we look at them, they are cultural influencers, yes, and they are. But they were more of the conscious influencers.
Okay,
they made you aware of what was going on. They made you have to deal with the fact that we've got girls who are having abortions at 14. Or having children at 14, like they pinpointed that. Jay-Z opened
life,
it up.
The real life stuff.
Exactly. Jay-Z opened up a actual culture with clothing, and it's not just Jay. Dame and all of them were B. All they were all a part of it. And Diddy.
Russell. Russell Simmons.
I mean, they all were a part of it, but Jay was the
FUBU,
face of the franchise.
Yeah, you can't forget about FUBU. LL Cool J opened up some doors too.
Damon Johns.
LL was the face of the franchise, but he wasn't the creative mind of it.
Yeah,
but this is a thing.
You know what,
so
though? I see exactly what you're saying. Now that you kind of put it that way, I see exactly what you're saying. No, the thing is, I don't take anything from Jay. And honestly, that's why I respect him so much, because he's done so many different things in the position that he's in, and he's taken steps that I feel like people are afraid to do and take different. And he takes risks that people aren't going to take. Like, he goes towards things that, you know, other rappers aren't going to be like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Like, he doesn't just dibble and dabble in music. He's taking it to sports. He's taking it to like all different types of things. So I definitely agree. I feel exactly where you're coming from. It's just hard with J&B because they're both like moguls, and they've opened so many different doors and they've done so many different things. So I think it's kind of hard to like compare or say the things about the two, because they've both done such great things.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are the epitome of Black excellence.
Yes.
And to wind it down or recap, Janet, who, and also speaking of Janet, Definitely want to give a shout out for the artwork. If you're seeing the flyer, it's a G-Wiz on Instagram. Big shouts out. Make sure you go follow him. I'm going to try to pull up his Instagram and so I can shout it out properly. I should have already had that up. But yeah, I mean, his information is in the actual artwork. What do y'all, while I'm pulling that up, so like final thoughts after we said everything, who even if we haven't said it, do you think would be the best person to appreciate Janet music beside each other? Besides that, like in a head-to-head battle.
Ladies first, Ben.
I'm going to go with either, I'm going to stick with my main two, Justin or Beyonce.
So if you had to pick one, which one would you, what do you think would be the best overall?
Okay, if we're going to go musically.
Which one would you prefer to see?
It's hard for me because I would do those two. I would say Beyonce, because if we're just going to go music, I would go Beyonce. But if we're talking more interesting scandal and more that we can talk about, Justin. Definitely Justin.
What about you, Mr. Evo?
I'm going with Justin. Justin versus Janet would be very interesting. I definitely give it to Janet, hands down. I think that the Justin musically and the songs, because you said we can include, basically they can pick features that they're on as well. Yes. Justin was the feature king for a while.
Yes, he was.
So I will definitely put Justin versus Janet, because although Janet doesn't have a ton of features, she still has a great catalog. So I would definitely do Justin versus Janet in saluting Janet at that time.
Okay. So Lewis, can we talk about the nipple in the room? Because let's not get it twisted. After the Nipplegate, Janet was kind of blackballed, and Justin definitely got the high road in that. Can we talk about like how we felt after Nipplegate? Because I honestly felt like she got the bad end of the stick of that. Like, she got blackballed, she got, you know, ridiculed, and he pulled out the boob.
Yeah, and he got invited back to the Super Bowl.
And he did. She has not been invited back. He's got invited back. You know, he got more. I feel like his publicity just shot up and the black woman just got shot down. It was like typical case, white privilege.
I'm going to say that Janet's PR group mishandled that entire situation. And Justin's group managed it perfectly.
And so you don't feel like it was more of a...
I don't think it was a privilege thing, because, I mean, honestly, we're talking about Janet and Justin. Janet is more world renowned just for her performance alone. That's why she was headlining the Super Bowl. And I think that what happened with the whole situation was mishandled, because let's think about it. It's a nipple, all right? She didn't go streaking on the field like some idiot. It was a nipple. And even though, you know, the appearance was Justin pulling it or whatever, if you handle that situation right from a PR perspective, you could become huge, or bigger than what you are. Justin's group took advantage of that.
Okay. So I'm going to play devil's advocate here, because from a woman's standpoint of view, how in the world could you ever play or make the situation bigger for you? A man pulling out your big titty on national television. Like, I will tell you something. That's one Super Bowl I will never forget, because that's when Tebow came out. You know, we were all being able to record, rewind and stuff. My cousin rewinded that titty 20 times. Like, I will probably never forget that boob.
Exactly.
Woman, how can you live that down? Like, at no point in time could she reverse that, make it bigger for her, or kind of, you know, spin it.
Hey, she can go to Miami and make it bigger.
Not only that, she had, see, this is where it, and it's not me being piggy or anything like that, but what the reality is, she could have made commercials out of that, as made it a joke. She could have spoke on it.
Like, but she had the opportunity. But she was ridiculed from the time it happened.
Yeah, it can be. This is the thing. You can be ridiculed
about it, though. Like, from the time it happened until the next day, like, it was no Justin. No, it was Janet. Boo, Janet. How can you spin that? You have to really put yourself in a, and I know it's so hard for you men, but put yourself in our shoes. That's your boob on national television. A man ripped your boob out and he's being praised for it and you're being ridiculed. It's no spinning that. Like, at the end of the day, she was going to get the bad end of the stick.
All publicity is good publicity if used correctly.
I guess.
I mean, I think it would be easier now in today's time.
Yes. But
back then, in that lens back then, I mean, I can see it being rough. Especially, Janet did have kind of an edgy vibe. So,
I'm gonna be real with you. If a lot of stuff, a lot of the scandals, let's think about it. If Bill Clinton's scandal happened at this day and time, do you really think it would have been as bad as it was in the 90s? A lot of things that happened back then, if it would happen now, it would be totally different. The world is completely different now. Like, it's okay to have your boobs on the television or just be what you are. But back then, that was Sunday night television. Like, oh my God, a boob was out.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with y'all and say Justin and Janet, just because everything, and we might be able to get some stories behind that. Like, Janet might talk about if she did feel like she is blackballed after that, or maybe she doesn't feel like it. I don't know. I mean,
Are they even on good terms? Because
a lot of people wondered when Justin did do the Super Bowl, that saying that he should have brought her out. So who knows?
I definitely think he should have. Honestly don't even think Justin should have been allowed to perform. Personally, because they blackballed. That's my biggest problem with the NFL. I love football. Let me tell you something. I'm a biggest football fan. Go Eagles, go Birds. But one thing I hate that they do is the criticism and the things that they do to black people. Beyonce's performance that she had, they ridiculed that to the end of time. And it's just like, you know, we have to just come up there and stand in one spot and sing how they want to. If we do anything or do something that's out of the ordinary, is like we're blackballed.
Let's say did, because I want to stop you right there and I want to remind you of who has complete control of the musical productions of the NFL moving forward for halftime shows in the Super Bowl.
Now, Jay-Z.
Okay, I just wanted to point that out.
I'll get another Beyonce halftime, because
heck no.
What?
I want to thank everybody for coming out and doing this podcast, this Janet versus Justin, Janet appreciation podcast, and a bunch of other topics.
Maybe we'll get another Janet Super Bowl that Jay-Z's in control.
I can deal with that. I think that would be great.
So, I will be so okay with him giving her redemption in this show, because she deserves it.
I got another podcast I need to record. Speaking of that, one more time, I got to pull it up. Sorry about all the confusion. I do want to give a big shout out to G Wiz the Great, of G W I Z. THEGREAT on Instagram. He did design the artwork for that you are seeing, hopefully, while listening to my friends argue about Janet, Beyonce.
Debate, not argue.
No. And I love it because he has some valid points.
Y'all are definitely on that line of between debate and argue. So that's why I jump in.
I would love to do a debate with him about Drake versus Lil Wayne.
You know, And also stay tuned. I don't know when it's dropping, but we should also have MC Light versus or appreciation with Queen Latifah. I don't know if that's going to be a bonus episode or an episode coming out next week. But just be on the lookout. That's going to be with that's going to be with Mr. Evo and Scotty LaCura as well. So, people, what do y'all got going on? You got anything promoting? Where can people find you at? All that good stuff. Ladies first.
So, actually, I have a new thing coming, my Drunken Crab Shack. We have our nice crab boils. Follow us on Facebook, The Drunken Crab Shack. And you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram, King_Que. Follow me, you know, come eat some good crabs. It's all good. Everything's excellent over here. And we have some good drinks on the weekend as well with our nice crab boil bags.
That's what's up. This is Mr. Evo, a.k.a. The Fluffy Fellow, as you know. You can catch me on all of my platforms at MrEvo_84. There's a special drop tonight. Louis T doesn't even know about this, but it's dropping tonight. The Fluffy Fellow podcast with Scott LaCure and Louis T talking about interracial dating during the Black Lives Matter climate. Ooh. So check us out. It's going to drop tonight. Well, it's going to be launched tonight. Should drop first thing in the morning.
So it'll probably be out. By the time you hear this, then it should be out. So go find it.
Yeah, I definitely have to tune into that. I would love to hear you guys talk about that.
So, yeah.
We're making moves over here.
Yeah. And I'm your host, Louis T. You can you can follow me on the Versus podcast, or if you want to follow me, or you can follow my other podcast, IMOLT podcast. And yeah, look for a Versus playlist, mostly on Apple Music. We got the Instagram, got the playlist. Check out my show on YouTube, IMOLT podcast on YouTube. We got some really good content coming out over there with on the Red Couch interviews. Make sure you subscribe. And yeah, look out. We're trying to drop, I'm going to say Wednesdays now. It was supposed to be every Tuesday, but it's looking like Wednesday is going to be trying to drop a new Versus every Wednesday. And then on the YouTube, we're dropping new episodes every Tuesday. So wherever you stream podcasts, most of y'all are listening on Apple, look for us on Wednesdays. And check out my show on YouTube, dropping every Tuesday. Again, I want to thank y'all for coming. We got to think of some other good topics and stuff that we can talk about.
Ask, are they doing any, are they still continuing the Verses, or was Gladys and Patty the fat lady that songs in this ended?
They're still putting it together. Like, I mean, that the Missy Janet was a real conversation with Swiss and Timbaland, so they're still putting it together.
I personally would love to see a New Edition versus Boyz II Men.
Real quick, like Boyz II Men said they wouldn't challenge and this is something that we could, this might be something that we can do, but Sean was on Joe Budden recently. Joe Budden asked who he would like to see, would they do a versus. Sean was like they would want to make sure they would have something to sell because of so many eyeballs. They said would not do New Edition. Because they're like, you know, they came up under them. Their name.
They came up under whatchamacallit.
Joe Budden said somebody, and it would be pretty good. He said Jodeci, Boyz II Men Jodeci. So if y'all wanna do that,
you know, New Edition and Jodeci though.
First of all, New Edition. How about New Edition versus New Edition?
New Edition with Bobby versus New Edition with Johnny,
or BBD versus Ralph Tresvant.
I'm so done.
Ralph versus Johnny.
Bobby versus Johnny.
That was a controversy. There you go.
Bobby versus Johnny.
If you have Bobby and BBD, I think it could probably be any other combination.
anyone.
Like Bobby and BBD had the like.
Okay, well, nobody ever talks about girl groups versus girl groups. We've always seen, you know, we've had 112 versus Jagged Edge, but nobody talks about the girl groups going versus girl groups.
The best girl group by far, period, is going to be In Vogue.
TLC.
Thank you, Lewis. Thank you. TLC.
For R&B / hip hop, I'll take TLC. But In Vogue, if we're gonna go, because y'all are talking about New Edition versus Boyz II Men, I'm talking about on that level. But, I would say it'd have to be In Vogue versus anybody. Because
In Vogue, they don't got a strong 20.
They don't.
I'm sorry. I love In Vogue.
They don't have a strong 20.
I was just admiring their videos the other day.
Free of mind.
You know.
And the rest will follow.
Hold on.
Okay, I hear y'all. I'll let it go. I ain't fighting that battle tonight.
But hey, this could be a conversation for another day.
Exactly.
You know, we have a little group that we can chime on this about with each other, without people listening. So, but all right, guys. Again, I do thank y'all for coming out. And yeah, we do got to do this sometime soon. Yeah, we'll pick the topic and I'll make the arena.
I'm always down.